You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Changed. So the Braley today, like, there's a new trajectory for me that's happening right now, live and in person. Y'all take a picture, because this is what I look like single, but it ain't gonna be for long.
Talk about it.
So get your cell phones out.
Talk about
Because a different energy is showing up, but I know it's because I've changed.
Yeah. So you know that.
I'm 100%.
Okay. So when we look back, you were married before, right?
I said yes to someone. Braylon, I had said yes to someone.
Braylon, so you don't call that being married?
Well.
I never imagined my public healing would inspire others to heal across the world.
I thank you for using him to reach the world with the message of hope in relationships.
But your life does not.
God, you are my publicist. We laugh. We share the unadulterated truth.
He said, not only have I not divorced you, I ain't exposed you.
Oh. We didn't marry fans, we married forever. And we wanted forever to act like a fan.
Reveal her, Jesus.
I will not compromise on getting a woman of God.
You don't have to.
And Father, I declare for his future wifey, thank you for preserving her.
This season, I declare miracles and manifestations.
See, you're selling scripts.
And you're unique. You ain't like nobody else. I noticed that right away. You being true to who you are, you're going to attract. It's a Hebrew word, hayil, and it was translated wealth. And it means people, it means men, it means resources, and it means means.
I'm Lateris R. Whitfield, and this is the Dear Future Wifey Podcast.
Welcome to the Dear Future Wifey Podcast. I'm your host, Lateris R. Whitfield. Listen, are you still shacking up with us? If you're still shacking up with us, come on, can we get a commitment? Hit that subscription button and subscribe. Make sure you turn on your notification bell so you'll be notified about upcoming episodes. Listen, season 6, oh man, we've been rocking. God has affectionately named this season Miracles and Manifestations, and God has been doing exactly that. And so, I've been fasting. I've been praying to get this guest on the podcast. She's been running. She's a runner. She's a track star. So that's just what it is. And so after about a year and a half, well, 2 years. So 2 years of tracking her down, she finally, I mean, it was times where she was supposed to do the episode that day while she was in town, and just, you know, something happened and she couldn't do it.
And then I was going to come, and then the weather.
Wait till I introduce you.
You know what? Okay. When kings speak, queens listen.
So without further ado, welcome to the Dear Future Wifey Podcast. My homie, Braley Evans. What's up? Yeah, I want to give you an official official introduction.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. But we ain't official. We go way back.
But we got to talk about. So, Braley, why have you been avoiding doing this episode?
I wasn't avoiding
you
it.
You was avoiding it.
God said no.
Well, why didn't you tell me no then?
Well, because you have my yes.
But God had your no.
But God has a timing for a thing. You can't mess with his timing. His timing is, I don't know, you know? I don't create the time. He says the time. Like, the weather wouldn't let me. Come on now.
That was last month, but I'm talking about 6 months ago.
The timing, again.
You were right here in Dallas.
I mean.
We were supposed to record that Saturday night.
You know what had to happen? You had to come get me.
Explain to the people what you mean by I had to come get you.
Well, I said, if you want me to come on this podcast, you need to fly to LA or Atlanta, wherever I am, get on the plane with me and come. And did you do that this morning?
By default. What happened was you had me come do your When Kings Speak event, And then I stayed there to do some other people's podcasts or whatnot.
And then what did you do this morning? Back to what I just said.
We flew from Atlanta to Dallas.
You came and got me.
On the same plane.
There you go. You came and got me. And now I'm here.
She talking about, you going to have to come get me and be a gentleman. I said, who going to come fly? And I said, I'm not going to go fly and come get you. And then you was
y'all
like,
now look, change the standard. Come on.
What's that? So,
what is your standard?
So it's a standard. So on a platonic level.
If
to
that's
go,
what I needed, then you should say, you know what, sis? I got you. If it's going to be, you know what I'm saying? If
and
it's
fly
that,
to another city to bring
just like you did. Mm-hmm. You see how Jesus just made that thing happen? You got to be careful around me because what I say, this is the miracles and manifestations.
Yeah.
I'm a miracle and a manifestation sitting right on the sky. Although I'm a little nerd. Okay, I'm good.
You got your wig tight?
I just
want
to make sure my wig tight. Homeboy back there, I done seen. I was, you know, this yellow couch. I had to come get on my knees, y'all. If you come here, pray.
You got to pray before.
I pray before his prayer, okay? I put one in first, be like, God, my number, sin blocks blessings, so I didn't know what you've been doing. So I was like, let me pray first, because, yeah.
Braylon, so I asked you what we should call this episode, and we said we're just going to rock with it. We're going to find out what we talk about, and then we'll come up with the title afterwards.
I think so.
Okay. So who is Braylon Evans?
Who is Braylon Evans? I mean... Braylon Evans, she is a wow.
She's a wow.
She's a wow.
A walking on water.
Oh, you better.
Come on, somebody.
Come on,
you know,
somebody.
I know you, but you see, I know you.
She's a walking, like, she's a wow. I mean, yeah. I am, I think I'm here. My purpose is to free people. Free them out of bondage of 9-to-5 jobs, to live out loud as a curvy girl, to be unapologetically myself, and that helps free other people. So I'm just here. I am the freer. Is that a word? Is that an adjective?
We can make it.
Well, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah, that's what I would call myself.
Where would people recognize you from? They may see you and be like, she looks so familiar. Who is this?
Who
woman?
Is it? Y'all know y'all saw these hips on Ambitions on OWN.
Show.
Mine too.
That was my show.
Give me the network, yeah. Jesus. I'm bringing it back.
Okay. Amen.
Miracles and manifestation.
Yes. Okay, that's awesome. Yeah.
So that Ambitions, family business.
Family business.
Cold and Windy.
Yeah.
The Christmas movie, Can't Fight Christmas.
Yeah.
Being Mary Jane. For those of you who go back to the beginning of my career.
I love that. Yeah.
I have over 80 shows, so those are the ones that you guys probably know the most right there. Man.
And so you were telling me earlier today of how, like, you sat down and you literally, you and Tabitha Brown, y'all
yes.
actually manifested this career that y'all both have.
So we met in acting class and we were putting a scene together to work on a scene and we family.
Yeah.
And so we used to have these Sunday family dinners and we used to sit on the couch and talk about, one day we gonna be so busy we don't even see each other. Now we'd be like,
We don't see each other.
So we knew that these days were coming and here they are. Yeah. So
how do you feel? How does Braylon feel right now in 2023? When you look at your life, your career, when you look at your love life, how do you feel?
When I look at my career, I'm so astonished and like, is this really me? Like, I'm really on TV. Like,
yeah.
I get up and do this every day. Like, I'm really an actress. Like, when I'm walking outside and someone says, Braylon, I'm like, people know my name. So I'm still surprised every day. I'm still a fan of the craft.
Yeah.
I'm still in awe of this whole thing. It doesn't make any sense, to be honest. Love life. Lord, what we doing? Because I don't get. Now, I am the master manifester when it comes to being on TV.
Yeah.
I can help people. Like I said, I am my nonprofit organization is called From 9-to-5 to Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm helping people. Come on, get out of there. Get out the boat on your hopes and your dreams. I'm about to preach you down and do all the things. But soon as love comes into the thing, I'll be like, I don't know what to tell you to do. So, yeah, I feel I'm not as... my strength is not as strong in the love department for some reason. I don't know.
We say for some reason, when you reverse engineer this thing, what do you think is the main problem? Do you feel like just Is it one of those things you say men aren't showing up, as a lot of women always complain about, is men viable, you know, candidates aren't stepping up to the table, or what?
Well, I can't say that any longer.
Yeah.
Because the candidates done got a little bit.
Yeah, done changed a little bit in your life, huh?
Yeah, the candidates, I'm like, what? You're a who? You do what? Okay, God, I see you. I really think that I've changed. So the Braley today, like, there's a new trajectory for me that's happening right now, live and in person. Y'all take a picture, because this is what I look like single, but it ain't going to be for long.
Talk about it.
Get your cell phones out.
Talk about it.
Because, yeah, like, a different energy is showing up, but I know it's because I've changed. Yeah.
So you know that.
I'm 100%.
Okay, so when we look back, you were married before, right?
I said yes to someone. Braylon, I had said yes to someone.
Braylon, why would, so you don't call that being married?
Well, I mean.
You said yes to them in what fashion?
I said yes. When somebody asked me a question, I said yes.
What question did they ask you, Braylon?
Well, they said, you know, will you do a whole bunch of these things? And I said yes. So when I said yes, I meant what I said. But what I was supposed to get, on the other hand, I don't think I had one
you
of those.
You said yes when they asked you, would you do a bunch of these things?
Yeah, they were like, will you have and hold and honor and do all those things? And I said yes. So the man I said yes to, there was a man that I had said yes to one time. And then about.
You said no to him? And you said your yes turned to a no?
Well, it turned to an annulment. So I don't know. They said that don't count. Annulment doesn't count. That's what they said.
So how long was y'all married? So
let's a go year back. And a half.
So y'all are married a year and a half.
Yeah.
So what made you marry? How'd you meet this individual?
We were introduced, and I think it's the best thing to be introduced.
I do too.
Right? My PR person at the time said, hey, I know someone. And I was like, how tall is he? You know, where he work. I was like, I just knew it was going to be a bust. She was like, no, you're going to be, gonna pleasantly surprised. He's amazing. She thought he didn't have any children, you know? So I was like, okay, you know, I'm big. I want some babies and all that. So she showed me a picture and I said, somebody lying. Cause he about as curly and cutie and fine as wine and tall and all the things I asked God for. And she said, he told her, if this girl loves the Lord, I'm going to marry her. I could have got married that day. When really? She told me, he said, yeah. I was like, he loves the Lord?
Yeah.
Baby, I was like, bark like a dog. Big dog.
Hop on one leg.
Baby, hop on one leg. What you want me to do? So that's what happened. We got introduced by my PR at the time. And she had raving reviews, and people around who knew him also gave some raving reviews of this guy. And so I was sold to the man in gold.
So he had, so he had a good, you know.
He had a good reputation.
Yeah, reputation.
Yeah, he most certainly did.
And how long did y'all date?
Well, for a year. It was like a year, and then, like, I've heard, and I come from the school of be engaged or in love with or like with someone as long as it takes to plan the marriage, to plan the wedding.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I can't lie. You know, we was, we trying to get married tomorrow, okay? We got some things to do. So,
what things I have to do?
Baby! Come on now, use your imagination.
Well, no, were you planning on just waiting till marriage to have sex?
I really wanted to do that. Okay. That was the thing, and so we needed to get married, get down head on out. We need to get down head on pretty quickly. No, it wasn't really. I mean, it was that, but it was also.
She said it was that,
I come from a two-parent home. My mom and my dad are still together today. And I know always it hasn't been easy. And my father has expressed, we do this because of you, but this is our standard for you. So I have not had any children out of wedlock because it's my personal standard.
Right.
You know, I've seen some of my family members struggle in that area and they didn't make it look pretty. So I wasn't running out to go do the same thing. And, you know, although I may have had opportunity, yeah. I still was like, nah, dog.
Yeah.
You know, you see a burning house, you ain't running in it. I just couldn't. And then I just felt like it would be a slap in God's face to me that if I said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to need you to help me take care of it. I just couldn't. I just personally couldn't do it. So I really wanted to be married and do things God way. I'm the same girl who's gone to Catholic school, who then went to performing arts high school, who then went to college, who then graduated, who then, you know, got her first record deal, who then left the record industry and then, you know, was on every TV show. I have done things right and in order in my professional life.
Yeah.
But baby, this love life thing, where the class is at? Where they teaching these men and women how to date? Where they doing that? So, yeah. So that's kind of, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of tells you my background as to why I was like, we ain't about to be sitting around here engaged for 15, 11, you know,
years. Well, I agree with the same thing. I don't believe it takes a long time.
No.
And especially when you get to a certain age, you know what you desire. You know what you want. You've dated people. And you're just like, I'm through with all the nonsense. I'm not going to be dating you for 2 years and then decide whether or not we're going to get married. And then you start the whole cycle over again.
And can I tell you this? I knew that I wanted to marry him after one of our arguments.
That's good.
I was like... He doesn't make me want to get up and beat the hell out of him. Because I'm from Oakland. And she got, you know, that thing. My daddy told me the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So I'm like, I'm hurt.
You ready to fight? You ready to fight?
But we were doing a little thing. And I said, my heart isn't racing. And I can think. I can say, when you're done, we can talk about it. Later on, I found out, people were like, that meant you had grown. That didn't mean he was the one. I was like, oh, man, I wish somebody had told me that. No, I'm serious. It was because of that, because someone told me, before you marry, see a man in all seasons, right?
Yes.
Mad, happy, sad, you know, excited. See all of it, right? And when I got
both
to that
parties anger
part, and I didn't like get up and like square up on it, I was like, oh, he brings the feminine. You know what I'm saying? All my feminine wows are here.
That's good.
This is the one. So I just knew. And I really asked God, how about this? How about when you ask God, and I mean really ask God. We went to premarital counseling, and our pastor at the time, said, well, I need y'all to fast and pray, seriously. And so we did. And I was like, God, you got to show me. Like, I'm one of them kids that need the brick.
Yeah.
You know them kids.
Yeah.
And so things were showing up. Can I just tell you this? It was time to, you know, get birth certificates out and do all that stuff.
Yeah, get the license.
And child, I found out his name wasn't even his name.
Braylee, what are you talking about?
His name that I call him was not the name on the paper. And I said, wait a minute. But the cool part about it, what gave me solace was the name on the paper was like so close to my father's name. It was like my dad's first name is Carl. So it had Carl in the name. And then the middle name was the exact same Frederick. And then the last name started with an E. So I was like, and so I took a picture of it, sent it to my mom. And my mom said, what you doing with your daddy's birth certificate? And I said, exactly. That's his birth certificate. Mom said, Lord Jesus. I said, yeah, his mom changed his name to what it is, like, you know, a couple years later. So I felt like this is my guy, because I'm a daddy's girl. Y'all love y'all daddies. Where the daddy's girls at? I love my dad. So I was like, for y'all to have a name so simple, this is God's sign saying move forward. And although I do believe God told me to do this, I really fasted. I really prayed. I was really serious about this. And the lesson, God may tell us to do some things, but it don't mean it's going to turn out the way we think.
Facts.
Because I believe that experience is birthing some things that are bigger than me.
Yeah.
And so if I had to do it again, I don't want to. But I trust God so much that I believe he sent me on this path to, again, set some people free. And he knows he can trust me with a not so good feeling situation. He know I'm gonna keep a smile on my face. He know I'm gonna show up. He know I'm gonna be loud about it. And now is the time.
So you look back at that situation, feel like it was ordained by God.
I have to believe it. I have to believe. I literally asked. I did. Now, were their girlfriends saying, mm-mm. Actually, when the pastor gave us the thumbs up. Because, you know, we did the 8-week thing. Yeah. And I mean, we did all of that. The pastor said, okay, you know, yes, we're moving forward with this. I got a call from pastor's wife. She said, he not ready, young lady. I know what my husband said, but he not ready. I was like, he the pastor. I went with my shepherd said. But hindsight is 2020.
Did she just say that or did she point out some key things?
Baby, she called me on the phone and said, young lady, she didn't point out anything.
I've been needing people to tell me what it is.
But I think I knew. But I was committed to listening to the pastor. I know what I wanted. I really wanted to be married. And first of all, I had never dated a guy who had his own church home. Sorry, I just didn't attract those at the time, I guess. I don't know. All I know is when that brother said, oh, let's go to my church this Sunday. Huh?
He said, you got church?
You mean, yeah. But what? Honey, I pull out Sunday's best, baby. I was like, let go. We pull up to the church. We walk in. And the church is a small church. The pastor's already in the pulpit. We're a little late. And he goes, oh, he brought a girl to church. I'm looking like I'm on TV, man. The whole church looking back. I was like, Father God. So I was just, I never had that experience. Your pastor know your name?
Yeah.
Oh, you in here. Yeah. You don't just go to church.
Yeah.
But they know you. Oh, yeah. I was smitten. I was like, this is good.
But that makes sense though. I mean, all that makes sense that would be something that's co-signing
a path to yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so when the first lady said what she said, you just felt like, what?
I just felt like, I couldn't even consider it because I feel like her husband was the authority.
But you said, but you saw some things too.
I mean, hindsight.
Oh, okay. But at the time when she said it, you
I let a lot of things go. And here's where I believe it's important for me to be on this couch. I believe it's important for me to remind, because I think we know a lot of these things. When you see a magenta flag, I know it ain't red. Oh, but baby, when it's magenta, when it's pink, when it's off-white, it's a no. Because I saw some things, but I figured everyone needs an opportunity to grow.
Right.
You know, you pick your battles. Nothing's perfect. I was saying all of those things. Nobody's perfect, but, you know, they're perfect for me.
Yeah.
I was saying all the things. But there are just some key points in life that you have to look at. You got to say, oh, he got on Gucci shoes. That means he'll buy me some. But when the shoes ain't quite Gucci and they, you know, but I'm thinking, oh, he's frugal. Oh, that's so cool. Like, you know, when the car, you know, is from the 1900s.
You can't say
that. I mean, am I lying? When the car is from 1900s, I was like, oh, but he's kept it up. It's still running well. You know, it's a good car.
Did you say 1900s?
But my thing is, ladies, when he has a nice car, he might buy you one. But when he doesn't, it's not going to happen. You know? So it's like, it was just these little things that I just kept saying, well, I'm not a gold digger, so it doesn't matter. Like that, I don't care about material things. Oh, baby. God got me right together on the material things.
How?
Because, so we're always like, oh, I don't care about material things, right? So remember when Jesus was walking back and he saw the fig tree?
Yeah.
I liken my relationship, that man, to a fig tree.
Do you know that's exactly what I always tell people about my past marriage?
What?
I said that I felt like what made me decide to get a divorce is because I likened my marriage to the fig tree that wasn't bearing fruit in season. And I felt like it was a cursed fig tree. That's the reason why I had to get a divorce so that I could bear the fruit of everything that I do now.
Yes. Well, here's mine. I say that my fig tree was 6'2", curly hair, beautiful skin, great smile, charisma, spoke well, loved the Lord, knew how to praise and all of that. That's the fig tree. Now, that fig tree looked good. But baby, when you got up on it, this is when you was walking towards that fig tree, there was no fruit. There was no fruit. It was. What did he do to the fig tree?
Cursed it. And it withered.
Baby.
Yeah.
That's what I call, that's what I liken this to. And if you, well, you know my song, Don't Date Down.
Yeah.
I sing the lyric in there, like, about if there's no fruit, like,
Yeah.
There's no fruit. And so that's what I liken to also material things.
Yeah.
Like the material things, it's not really about them. It's about this is where I've been in life and this is what I've been able to accomplish, you know, over time. This is
right.
But when everything is not there, you know, people like me was giving all kind of, it's okay, it's okay. And I hope my father doesn't get me for this one. When it was over, you know, my mom was like, your dad is in there, kind of. I was like, what? Your dad in there crying. I was like, why? He said that if he didn't say yes, then you wouldn't have did it. And that is the truth. So my father feels like I gave you to the wrong one. Because if daddy had said, this ain't him, I would have been like, look here, buddy.
That quick. You wouldn't have went against your daddy. You wouldn't.
I love him, daddy. I would not have done it.
Really?
I'm her.
That's good.
I'm her.
You trust your father.
I trust my dad. Daddy say, jump into the pool. When I couldn't swim, I'm jumping. Like that Carl F. Evans, baby, he got me. That's my first love. Okay, I know what a man's supposed to be. So
I love that his heart was sensitive enough to feel responsible for the yes.
He felt responsible.
Because as a as a father, I'm hashtag girl dad all day.
No.
And so when I gave my daughter away back in December of 2022, I had to evaluate old boy. I was like, no, we got to talk. Because at the end of the day, I take my word like seriously. If I'm saying, when they say, who gives this woman away, I have to be able to say, yes, I give my daughter you, believing that you can cover her the way I covered her, believing that you can protect her the way that I protect her, believing that you can provide for her,
my Lord.
Believing that you can provide security for her. All those things, I had to be able to see that in that young man.
And wait, say, you said something there. You said you had to be able to see that.
See it.
But not that he could do it right on that day.
No.
Because my dad was giving him grace, saying, I know you can't do it on this day,
but
I trust you to get it done.
Right.
So that was kind of where it kind of ended because, once that whole thing happened, it was like.
So what really made the bottom fall out your marriage? I know you haven't been very vocal about it.
Not at all.
What made the bottom fall out?
I was verbally abused. And I became a verbal abuser.
Right.
Because, I didn't sit there and just listen.
Oakland going to come out.
I said, what you say? Oh, baby. I went into the backpack for him. You know, there were things like, you make enough for the two of us. Oh, I didn't know. I thought I married a working actress. You know, on those times when times are lean for me. There was verbal abuse. And people talk about domestic violence so much. And they're always talking about the black guy, the bruises. Yeah. They always got the pictures. But baby, the pictures of my heart, the pictures of what happened on the inside when somebody tell you, didn't nobody want you but me. Mm. When you hear the things, you overweight, you fat, when you hear the things and you already in a business that tries to guide you, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody understands what I was going through while I was Rondell Lancaster on the set of Ambitions. This is when it hit the bricks. I was getting up for work like, okay, like that's when it all just, you know, really fell apart when I got to Atlanta. But let me tell you about the goodness of God again. Like the marriage was failing first week of marriage. And you tell me, you talk to folks all the time. Maybe you got something for me. First week of marriage, we had to go out of town for something he had to do. My mom and I said, oh, we'll meet you down there. Because you're going out of town, we'll make it a girl's whatever. So let's meet for dinner after you finish your business. We get there. First week of marriage. He come to the restaurant without his ring on. We like. And my mother's like, please don't make a molehill. What they say?
Make a mountain out of molehill.
And I'm like, mommy, I just got married last week and he doesn't have his ring on. And he's like, girl, like he's like, I washed my hands. But I would not sit at the restaurant at the table until we left. My mother at the restaurant with the other people went back to the hotel because he was staying in the hotel and we were staying in another place. And go get your ring.
Now, why y'all in separate hotels?
Oh, because he was there on business.
Oh, okay.
And so mom and I decided to make it a girl's thing and do our thing somewhere else. So that's what happened was. And so that was first week.
So how did you feel because of that? Because the ring wasn't on his finger.
I just felt like, I felt not represented. I'm like, we're away from each other. He had already been there a few days. Mom and I came down and you walk in here just like, what's up? We back to that? Like,
so. And he said
washed my hands. Like,
and just left it at the.
And I was like, well, let's go get it. Because I don't know, that it just meant so much to me. Like,
well, of course, because you waited for this moment all this time and you didn't get a chance. I mean, it's a week later that you had the symbolism of I'm single. Life. Yeah.
You know, I waited. You know, man, that hurt. I mean, just like little things.
So how did he handle the hurt? How did he handle?
Never
first of all,
well.
How did you respond?
Well, I was being a big brat. People that know that I can be a brat, I was like, I'm not sitting at this table till my husband has a ring on. So what does everyone want to do? You guys going to sit there and order your food? I'll stand right here. I'm her. I am a little extra. But I know that there's a guy out there that knows how to
handle that extra.
Love the hell out of me, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he never really handled it that well. There's another thing that I say that I think people should be aware of when they're dating and searching for the one. Proposals without rings. It's a no-no. It's not about the material thing. Like, people want, oh, Braylee, you all about material. No, it says that he has intention for you, that he will save or whatever he has to do to present something to you. I'll never forget Tabitha Brown, my sister, said you will not walk down that aisle until he proposes properly. You will not. And I was like, oh, sis, we ain't no big deal. Da, 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 da. So if y'all see the video of me getting proposed to, I thought a stripper was coming in there. They had Too Short playing and the blindfold on me. I was about to smack me. I was like this, and I said, this booty feel familiar. Wait a minute. And I was like, and they took the blindfold, and it was him on his knee proposing with the ring and everything, because he hadn't had it just yet. But he had it that day, and it was beautiful.
So he had proposed to you prior to that?
Well, you know what? I never really got a proposal. It was kind of like,
We getting married.
And I was like, okay. It wasn't really like, I think there's something to a man. See, a king humbling himself before a queen, that knee means something.
Oh, it means everything.
People like.
Oh, it means everything.
It means
I say it all the time.
So
it's something that happens in the spirit realm when a man acts. Because we always hear about the woman submitting to a man.
Yes.
But the Bible says, submit ye one to another. And that first submission from a man comes when he kneels down before you.
Like,
it's the most beautiful thing.
It's God. It's the man.
Right.
Then the woman. So he's taking that man and he's putting him beneath you.
That's beautiful.
To say, I vow to protect, provide, you know, do all the things for you. So I never had gotten that. And I was kind of, I was like, you know, whatever.
Ain't no big deal.
And then, you know, to be 6 months into the marriage and then start getting phone calls and text messages about, hey, yo, is he going to give me that money back? What do you mean? Oh, there were like five or six people that put in on this thing. Oh, okay. Well, he asked me which one I wanted. I just pointed. But, you know, so it's like, so then you begin to realize the sacrifice was never made for you.
Ooh.
And so, in fact, what did I do? I gave myself away.
So you can use me.
So you can use me.
Literally.
I gave myself away, and I just refuse to do that again. I feel like I want to be with someone
about
that earns
when
me.
Well,
you
when
know?
You, when you confronted him or brought it back and be like, why are these people calling?
What is this? Because I could deduce that the brother didn't have what it took.
I know it, but
for
I'm
the ring
about,
I picked
it,
up.
What did he say? Was you okay with that?
I was okay with it because I was thinking that's what a man should do. If you ain't got no money, go ask your friends, your uncles.
Yeah.
That's over there. Don't come here. And I remember when early when we were dating. Something went wrong with his car. Something went wrong with his car. And he asked me to pay for it. And I said, oh, I don't do men and money. Oh, I was so proud of myself, y'all. Because I done bought cars. I done bought computers. I done start business because I'm a helper. Like, yeah. I am a giver. No, yeah. And my friends know, Christina Johnson, she's like, you're going to get this receiving right. You're going to get it right. Because I don't really know how to receive. If somebody do something for me, I'd be quick to what I'm going to give them back. What am I
that's
doing?
How I am. That's bad. I'm trying to learn not to be like that.
I'm so like that. So
I don't know if that's a pride thing or what.
It's not good. And they say, you know what they say about the pride and the fall.
Yeah.
So, he asked me and I said, no, like, no, I was so proud of myself. Like, I thought it was a moment, like the earth could shake right now because I said no. I couldn't believe I said no. So that the expectation that he had of me was like, well, I'm asking you. Not asking nobody. I'm asking you. And I've seen people sit on your couch right here and say, she had my back.
Yep.
When I needed this, she did this. And then I'm like, we were dating and I had already been through things with men and money and it just wasn't a good look for me, right?
Did you actually tell him that though?
I did. And then he would go on to say, I'm not him and I'm not da da. But I just didn't even want to get into that. I never wanted that exchange to happen because that's what happened with the ones I'm not with. Because the exchange had happened, right? So this time I said, I'm going to stay away from paying for stuff like that for, you know, my
I'm talking about the exchange of articulating what it is to be able to say, hey, listen, I really wish I could show up like this. But at this stage of my life, I want to do this because X, Y, Z. And I realize that I'm such and such and such when I do this.
I didn't speak that well, but I tried to explain why. Yeah. And of course, I used past tense relationships, which never is a good idea.
No, you did this for these other dudes. Then why could you do that for
me? That was my last. I was the last time it happened. That was my last time. I was like, you know what? I mean, I'm a giver and I don't want to be used. I don't want you to be with me because of what I can. And I want to do things. So put it like this. When I had opportunities to share, I'm a giver.
Right.
Because your first time on first class was with who? Your first time at the 5-star hotel with who? Yeah. Like, you know, I'm going to always get so I give so much that when we were dating, I had to go speak at the Dreamers Academy in Florida somewhere. Of course, first class everything, car pick you up, you know. Mm-hmm. They gave us money to spend, and we were abstaining from sex. And so he was like, I said, we're going to be cool. It's going to be a suite so you can sleep, you know, and then we could cuddle and do all that. But when it's time to go, he's like, you know what's going to help us out? Can my friend come? And I was like, okay. He asked if his guy friend could come, and I said, yeah. Yeah, that's what happened was. I hosted them for a whole week in Florida.
Did you say I hosted them?
Yeah. You know, I made sure everybody ate. Everybody got a souvenir. You know, everybody have fun. We're going to get on these rides. Like, we had a good time. But my point is, I did give, and I was open, you know, to sharing.
Why do you want his friend coming?
Because he thought that his friend should come because that's going to make sure we don't do nothing. Like, we ain't gonna go too far because somebody will be there. And my naive self was like, okay.
That's different.
It's just the truth.
That's just different.
It's just the, like,
I wouldn't want my homeboy with me with my woman.
Now I know that. Now I know that. I didn't know that. But no one told me that. No, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think I would want my homeboy.
I mean, and I know one, the guy who I called, like, you know, you have that one person that you dated.
Yeah.
And that they're like the love of your life. He would call me from time, because we dated when I was like younger, and he would still call to check in on me from time to time. You out here, these brothers ain't doing nothing for you. You giving A's, you did. And I was like, no, not with this one. I was so happy. But he was always like coaching me, going, what are you doing? I didn't even raise you like that. I treated you like a queen. I gave you everything. He was the first person to take me out the country and do all the things. And he was like, just shaking his head. Even today, I think he'd still be like, this girl here, my plum. He's calling me plum. But he'd be like, oh, Lord, what are you doing out here? You just out here. I'm like, I know. But
so for that year, y'all dated for about a year and some months.
So no, it was like right about 10 months because by the year we were getting married.
That's a good time frame.
I think it was a great time. I didn't feel like I needed any more time. Oh, There's another. See, every time I think, every time you say something, I come to another point of what not to do. He can't move in, y'all.
Are you moving in with you?
He can't move in. I'm a very, also, I have lots of ideas. I'm a Sagittarius. I don't know, people, you know, dealing all that.
Yeah.
But we are big dreamers, and I got a plan for everything. And your ladies, your man has to have the vision. I don't think we need to have the vision. I think he has to have the vision, and then we help him with the vision. But baby, I was like, so you could move in and get on your feet for the first 6 months. And then even if we have to move into an apartment, you know, I was willing to come down from what I'm used to. I own a whole house, but I was like, I can, you know, rent mine out. We can get an apartment. I had the whole thing set up, but that was me. That, see, that's why I know. By the time we had went through about 4, 6, 10 counselors and ended up with the white coat, that's when I got my life together. That white coat, that clinical psychologist got us together, okay? And we tried to counsel with friends. We tried, you know, older couples. That older couple said, this is above our pay grade. We're going to introduce you to a doctor. And we were like, okay.
Y'all were married at this point.
Yes. And I mean, we could not get
together. Y'all did premarital counseling.
Child.
And y'all had counselors all throughout your marriage.
All throughout them, uh-huh.
And it was 16 months. 16 mm-hmm. month.
We had counselors and people. And because we was having to call people like in the midst of like.
That's good he was open enough to actually go through counseling.
Yeah, that was.
Because a lot of people won't. A lot of men just, they will not submit to that.
Yeah, he was totally, happy that he would submit to it, although it didn't always. I think we were both pointing at the finger, you're wrong. So we wanted to go to prove our point.
Yeah, get somebody else on your side.
Get somebody on your side. And by the time we got to the clinical psychology, she said, y'all both some fools. I was like, oh no, I'm not like him. She said, oh no, yes, baby, you are. And she was a black woman in her 70s and who loved the Lord but wore a white coat. We went to a hospital, y'all. Walked into, this marriage is sick. We on the sick and the shut in list. You hear me? Pray for us. I'm serious. Like, for real, for real. And so we would sit there, and then so she decided she wanted to see us together and then see him separately and then me separately and together. And then, so I would go to my session by myself, and she said, he didn't show up this week. What's going on? Oh, I forgot to tell y'all. About 3 sessions in, she said, oh, these, first of all, the guy I said yes to, we didn't have insurance.
You just won't say husband, huh?
I never had one of those.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
So we had no insurance. So we had to pay, right? We had to pay cash. So I was like, we're going half on this. I don't care where you got to get yours from. That ain't my business. I brought my half. Where your half at? And so, and she could see us over in the corner. Right? 10, 20. Well, you need $5 more. You know, she saw us over there. We went to the next session. She said, God told me. Y'all better stop. Y'all told me. I mean, she said, God told me to do this. Do you know that she gave, and I'm probably sure, well, I never said her name, so she's still covered. She said, God told me that I have to do this at no charge. And so we didn't have to come in there scraping.
That's good.
And no more. And so we begin to go, and then he stopped coming. And she would be like, where is he? I'm cutting out time on my calendar. He didn't show up. What's going on?
Yeah.
So I kept going. And y'all, the moment I kept going.
Oh, that's when you start getting
that strength.
You start getting that strength and elevating, building that muscle.
But, oh, so she began to pour into me in such a way that I wish that every young girl, before they go down the aisle, that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Because the way she showed me my, she was like, you know that 6'2", curly hair, cutie pie that walked up in here? That's you. You know all them insecurities he got about you? You on TV, you kiss people. You know, all that stuff he doing? That's you looking at you. And I was like, uh-uh. And she was like, uh-huh. That's you. Because what I learned is we are magnets. All I did was draw a like energy into me, you know? And so we think the devil coming in red and the horns and the cloak and Nabu. No, I drew that into me. That's how broken I was. It had nothing to do with him. Like, people are like, oh, your song, Don't Date Down. I'm like, it's really not about him. It's about me. It's Don't Date Down is about not dating down in your vibration.
Yeah.
In your finances, yes. But not in how you see the world and what your future plans are, what your purpose is. You cannot get with somebody that has not worked those things out. We must show up both in 100%.
Yeah.
You can't show up, you know, like, I'm gonna get it done. You know, I'm almost there.
Yeah.
Don't do that. We gotta let people get whole. Before you come try to say hi to me, don't do it. So what I've learned is, and that's why I can tell you, the people who are now approaching me for dating, I'm like, let me look at your fruit. You know, I see how other people respond to you. I see how you respond to people. I'm like, oh, okay, she's different because there's a different guy standing in front of me now. So I'm like, oh, it was me the whole time.
That's good.
It was me.
It
was me. But I'm so happy that I know that, because guess what? If I was the Braylee that I am today, I would have never met him. We would have never met, because we was vibrating on two totally.
There were some surprises that happened in your marriage, right? When you got married.
Oh yeah.
What were some of those surprises that arose? Well,
like I said, the young lady who introduced us thought he didn't have any kids.
Right.
But when we met and got to talk and everything, he was like, oh, I have a son. He's 20-something. I was like, oh, you got a 20-something. Okay, cool. So I married a guy with a 20-something-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was supposed to take us, like, my parents took care of the wedding, so he's supposed to do the honeymoon. And he was like, wait, I know you want to go out the country. Yes, I do. He didn't have a passport at the time. No big deal. Oh, and your episode with the girl with the passport is a real thing. Ask these
Simone,
Lord. Why? Ask them. Wait, don't marry nobody that don't got no passport. Okay. So... when I saw the episode, I was like, I was standing up in my living room, because I was like, this is the truth. I married a whole man who didn't have a passport. So I figured he's my husband. I can open the mail.
Yeah.
So, oh, I got the mail. Child support. But he's 23. I'm thinking, ain't y'all took care of that by now if the kid is this old? And I said, wait a minute, let me do the math on that. Wait, this kid is six. Who is he? Who it is? Who this is? Harpo?
I don't know this person.
I don't know this man. And so he was like, oh, that, you know, that girl been blaming that kid on me. Well, come on, Jesus. I feel it. He said he gonna do something for that. So then there was the little boy. There was a little boy that, you know, we had to, you know, do all the things, go to court. And I want children so bad that I was like, you know what? God hasn't blessed my womb with you, because by that time we're married, right?
Yeah.
And it's because we already have children. So I didn't care that this little, that was before me. I only knew the boy about a year, remember?
Yeah.
So I'm like, we have a son, a six-year-old. Let's go get him. He was like, well, if you want to. And I was like, okay. And then my mother was like, do not force this man to be a father. And I was like, that don't sound right, mommy. She's like, you can't force, you might be doing that kid more of a service to leave it like it is than you are. But I was like, nah, I don't know. Nah, that ain't what God would have. God, no. If you have your flesh and blood walking here on this earth, then so we did the thing. We met him. And he's beautiful. And his mother was kind. And, you know, they had a situation, a one night situation, and whatever didn't work out, you know.
Yeah.
And so there's this beautiful, beautiful child. And I was just so excited. I'm, you know, let's take him out for the week. Can he spend the night? I just wanted to get his room together. And then I got in a DM on Instagram. Instagram. That, y'all, thank
Instagram
you.
Instagram be instigating.
Instagram be instigating. That's good. Instagram. I got an inbox on Instagram that said, and there's a 12-year-old here in Hawaii. I said, what? So, I knew I was growing, because the old me would have came for her. But the new me that I was starting to be at the time was like, this isn't about him right now. This is about that little boy.
Yeah.
So tell me how to get in touch with you so we can get this family where it needs to be. Mm. By then, I had gotten pregnant twice and had two miscarriages.
Wow.
And I was like, Lord, no. I'm doing it right. Like, I've done everything right. Now I got the husband and we got the house.
Yeah.
We're doing right. We're trying to do right by the kid now. Yeah. What's going on? And God was like, no. And no again. And so two times.
I never knew that.
I know. Most people don't know that.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Because it adds some weight to this story of why. Because I kept saying, why are you so... not only forgiving, but so considerate of another child, and so considerate of, you know, instead of getting mad and be like, well, if I ain't got no kids, I'm sure not about to take care of these kids and be involved. But you did the opposite to a great degree of saying, let's go do this. Even with your mom saying, no, don't do that. You like, no, this is what God will want. And so I salute you for actually, because when you're married, that's how you have to operate.
I don't know. That's just who I am. Like, I don't know. That I just have a heart. My heart is just so soft to kids like that. So I just was like.
Did you get to meet the 12-year-old?
No, never did. And she was like, get out of there because I'm about to drop the hammer and it's going to be on. Ladies, another point. This is another point. Know the laws where you live. So in California, there's laws that say this word hurt my feelings. Jesus Christ. My daddy didn't raise no breadwinner, okay? But when you make the heavier bag in the marriage, you are the breadwinner. And so the person that you marry now is likened to a lifestyle that you've provided.
Yep.
And the money you make is now called marital money.
Yeah.
And the house you owned before he even came on the scene is now a marriage situation. You know,
it's like community property.
It's community property because he lives there.
Yeah.
I was like, the car you own with no note, baby, that's nothing but more money for him.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Because I didn't even know these things, I was just like, when it came down to it, and he filed in California and I saw all the stuff plus alimony I had to pay. Mm. I said, me? I was like, we only been married a year and a half. I was like, what? I mean, I couldn't believe the paperwork.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the paper. So me and my smart self, and actually I was, to be completely 100%, let me go back. I decided I wasn't going to get a lawyer and do all the things. I'm smart, honey. I've gone to college. My parents have paid for private school. I can go to a couple of, free law classes and I can do this thing. So I went down to the court and I got the paperwork, honey. I printed out what needed to be printed and I served him myself. Went there and said, you can sign right here. We can be done right now. He was like, I ain't doing this. And so when he wouldn't sign those papers, then he filed in California. So, and then he lawyered up. And then my friends were like, we know you think you smart.
Yeah, you better get your...
But what you're not going to do is go against somebody with a whole law degree. And I was like, no, because the law say... My friends were like, ma'am, this is not the fight you want.
Sure ain't, boy.
You about to lose it all.
Yeah.
And so I reluctantly found a beautiful black woman who said, I'm going to help you. Lord, I know she above my pay grade because she had done some of the best,
best settlements
the biggest ones in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And here I come, like, mine don't look like theirs, but he tried to take everything. And so, he would say things like, To rewind, I know I'm all over the place in the story. I hope you guys are keeping up.
Keeping up.
We were in LA when I booked the show Ambitions, right? So Ambitions shot for 8 months. So here I am, a newlywed, saying, I gotta go to work for 8 months. He was like, we are newlyweds. I need to be with my wife. And I'm like, I hear you, but I need to go make this money.
Yeah.
Because you don't make none. So I got to get this money. So please.
Why your voice got going to that?
Because, I still feel a little crunchy about how some of the things went down. You know, yeah. I wish I had the words and the because remember you told you when you and I were talking, you was like, well, you could have said that, but you could have said it like this.
Yes.
I didn't have that. Yeah. I was in the midst of verbal abuse. So that's not a reason because I was also a verbal abuser back.
Right.
I was not.
And the reason why I can tell you that now is because I've been in those same situations where I'll say stuff like, if you start hitting me a certain way, I'm going to lash out verbally and I can cut you down with words like never before.
Oh, my
I can
Lord.
Write these beautiful letters in this book, but that doggone thing can go another way when I feel hurt.
And so
what I've been asking God to mature me in the area of is that even when I feel afflicted, even if I feel disrespected, can I still offer a level of respect without trying to cut somebody?
That's
still a process.
And it's still a process, but I find myself these days taking a minute, making another call to say, what do you think this person meant by this? I phone a friend?
Phone a friend.
Phone a friend. Can I do a 50-50? And I've slowed myself down to start just giving people benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Like, I choose peace now, I choose joy. I choose happiness. I choose love now.
And so you got the job at Ambition, y'all.
So I got the job at Ambitions and I had to come out. And then he was like, I'm coming with you. And I was like, I'm paying a mortgage in California for you to stay at the house.
And Ambition was shooting in Atlanta.
Yes. So it was just a big old thing. And he ended up getting us a place, long story short, getting us a place in Atlanta. I move in. We were there 3 weeks before he reminded me that place was in his name.
So which place? The place in Atlanta?
The apartment in Atlanta. The two-bedroom apartment in Atlanta. He was like, one day I didn't say something he didn't like. This is when I'm exercising all the things from the clinical psychologist. She was like, every time you get in the ring, they don't know who the fool is. And I said, oh, wait, hold up. Wait, what you said? Every time you respond to something that he calls you that you are not, you are that thing. I'm like, what? So this particular day, I just decided not responding. I'm not responding.
That made people even angrier, though.
And he said, you ain't listening to me. I said, no, you said I was overweight, that you going to get somebody 14 years younger, that you was going to... I said all the things you said. I'm listening. Ooh. But he was just going for me. And he said, you know what? Get out. Get out. And I was like, well, I'm your wife. I went in there on that airbed that we had. We just had moved in and laid down. He was stood over me and was like, get out or I'm calling the police. And I just was like, I'm on a new show on OWN. They don't do policemen.
My show don't.
They don't do that.
Yeah.
And so I figured, let me get dressed and just leave, give him some time. I'm thinking, because I would have never left. Yeah. I have parents that are in 45 years. Yeah. I'm not leaving you.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you have this moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over to my girlfriend's house and, you know, woosaw for 2-3 hours. And I'm coming back.
I'm coming back.
I came back and I'm looking like, my keys. I'm calling like...
He didn't change it that quick?
Oh, no. He took my keys off my ring while I was getting dressed. And so I couldn't get in the house. I couldn't even get in. And so I'm like, you took my keys? He's like, yeah. I said, you can't come back here. And so I'm thinking, okay, he's just mad. I called my friend. She's like, girl, come back. You know, you always have a room here. It's all good. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. Mind you, I don't have any clothes. I have pictures of myself in my trailer. Ooh, an actress. Y'all actresses can get this. I have pictures of myself in my trailer, and I only had those clothes that I put on. And I took a picture of myself day one, day two, day three, day four. And I had to wash it, obviously. Yeah. And I would be calling him like, I'm wearing the same clothes to set. Pretty soon somebody's going to ask me what's going on. And he's like, don't she got to wash them? I did wash them. But I'm saying, can I come get some clothes? Nope. He went, you ain't bought none of my clothes. Can I come get it? He was like, nope. Like, and so then I lost a contact. And I said, I can't see now. Like, I can't work. I can't see. I can't drive to work. You can come get a contact. You can come get some contacts in one outfit.
And wow, he was doing that?
Woo! When we are not well, we will all do some ridiculous things. And my girlfriend can attest, because I took a girlfriend with me, and she put the whole thing. She had her phone in her top pocket, and I never knew the whole time she was recording the whole time. Because she said, just in case something pop off, I need something. So she was like, "Girl, you should get some junk clothes for the gym." I was like, "Oh yeah, I should." You know, I'm trying to get some stuff. And then he started playing gospel music. It was crazy. It went crazy. And then I think he said or did something. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. Oh, he called my parents. And we were in Georgia. My parents live in California. I think it was about 9 in the morning. So what was it in California?
Three hours back.
So it was 6 a.m. And you called my mom to say, she over here trying to move out. But he forgot that she laying next to a king. And my mother said, y'all over there fighting and arguing again, because I could hear her. And then all I heard was Kim. Oh, for y'all that don't know, my first name is Kim Braley.
Yeah.
And so Braley, you know, just go by that. But my dad was like, Kim, get all your stuff right now. It's done. Put your hands on her. You don't want me to get on a plane. You better keep your hands to yourself. Get all your stuff. And I was in there, just me and my friend, just a package. And then he was like, my mama didn't raise me like this. Y'all need some help. I was like, don't touch my friend was like, let him help. And so he's putting my stuff out on the curb. Her little car was so packed, and some of my stuff was still on the curb. I was looking at her car. I was like, ooh, Uber. I called me an Uber XL.
Yeah.
And he saw that black. She said, you called some nigga to come up here and take. And it was a lady driving. I was like, dang, that was going to be a good scene. That was going to look like I really did something. But it was a lady driving this big old Suburban, packed the rest of my stuff. And he was like, my wife's leaving me today, to the driver. And she was like, huh? And I'll never forget like driving away with That's all my crazy. Stuff, like going to my girlfriend, Christina. Thank you, Christina.
Was
Johnson.
You hurt when you at that moment where you like, did you feel was, like a failure? Did you feel I like it felt, was still repairable?
Yes, I felt like it was still repairable.
Yeah.
I did. I totally did. Because I said, a week or two.
Yep.
Then I said, a month or two.
Yeah.
And then when it got to 5 months, I was like, hey, you know, I'm Braley. Oh, you can't cuss on this
show.
I'm Braley Evans.
Braley Mother Effin Evans.
I mean, yeah. I had to remember who I was. Yep. I was like, 5 months of all of this, you know, all I don't know.
See, I call that the prodigal son moment where he says, and then he came to himself. That's when you become reminded of who you are. And we all go through that moment. Hopefully, some of us get there sooner than later. But you have those moments where you go, hold on. If you don't value me, I must have showed you that I was invaluable in some area.
Or that I don't value me.
And I don't value myself. And I'm going to sit here right here. No, hold on. And then you start saying exactly the language that you just said, which you be like, I am. And you'll start affirming yourself, which you're really big about affirmations.
Baby, what a segue. Because let me tell you something. I started saying my I ams.
The I ams right here.
I started saying the I ams. God said, let me tell you, God will tell you to use social media. Sometimes y'all see people on social media talking and doing things. Y'all be like, he need to get off social media. No.
Yeah.
God uses social media. I went on the social media and what I was doing in the mornings. So I was doing my I am. Somebody said, I want to read those things. And I said, no, I just save them from, you know, whatever. They're like, no, we want to read them. One of the fans on the thing emailed me everything I had said in one of my, and she said, there's your book. You finish it up. That right there came out of it. And I'm like, God, I can't just do no I ams. You know, this wasn't enough for a book. And then I heard ABCs. And I said, ABC, oh, the ABCs of I ams. Okay, because guess why it's ABC? I don't care if you have a doctor's degree. Everybody started
ABC.
At the ABCs. So I said, that's not enough. Just 26 letters. That's not enough for a book, Lord.
Sure,
he said, 5 words for every letter. And then I said, that's still not. He said, put a scripture to every I am in there. So people are not just saying affirmations. They are standing on the word. They are still, and so that's how the book was. And so the book,
I am, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4.
Come on, victory.
I am victorious. Say it. I am victorious. Being victorious means even if you lose, you are victorious because you ran your race your way. You beat your own time. There is no competition.
Can I tell you something? It's amazing that you opened it to that page.
Yeah, I just flipped it.
Can I tell you this? I tell people, don't read that book from front to back. Have your time with the Lord
and then let him
reveal something to you and look down, because that's how he works in that book. That is a Bible repurposed. I understand how the Bible was inspired by man to write, because I'm not wasn't good in English.
Yeah.
That wasn't my thing. But this book has been birthed out of all the experience, you know, and now I'm doing shows and having the event I just had when King speak.
Right.
Like, all of these things would not have been born if I didn't have the experience with this, you know,
and then
marriage.
In the book, you leave this area right here. And what is this area right here for?
It's so that they can get their holy download. You get that download and you say what God is saying to you in the moment so you can go back and remember. Sometimes you need to be in remembrance of yourself, you know, of where you were in that moment.
But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses. Now, this is what I stand on right here. So that Christ's power may rest on me. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Say it. I am motivated.
I am motivated.
There it is. Being motivated means you put an idea into action. Start now. Even if you don't have all the resources, your motivation is a magnet for success.
That's that thing good right there.
Oh boy, when I tell you that right there, get me crunk.
That thing right there. It's on Amazon, y'all. Go on, get your book.
Go on Amazon. Get your tool. Get your sword. And so, when did you write this book?
So this was. It took me about maybe 3 years after we were apart that I just was on a healing journey. I was just like, I want to be better. What, you know? And then I begin to hear, and like, then I was doing the IMs and everything, and that's how it came about. Like,
so what year did the annulment take place?
That was like what, 18? Yeah, 18.
What's so interesting is that as you were afraid to lose,
this came out in 20.
In 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So as you were afraid to lose everything in this battle, whatever, annulment. Tell people what annulment does.
Well, annulment says that it never happened. And so what happened was he didn't show up for court. We had the court date and everything. And my attorney with his attorney didn't show up either. And so my attorney said, well, in all fairness, Judge, I need to go over the list that he's asking for, half the house, the car, what's in her account. And the judge said, well, Mr. didn't decide to come today, so apparently he wants nothing. But can I tell you guys this? What happened in me was I was doing everything that the attorney told me to do to keep my stuff. I got to a point where I said, this stuff ain't even mine.
You said you don't care.
I'm a steward over it. Yep. This is God's stuff. As a matter of fact, if God is trying to get his son something through me, he can have it.
You went there with it.
I went there. I said, he can have it. Whatever it is. So I went to court thinking, today is the day. How he going to get half of his house? I'm going to have to sell it in order to give him half, because where am I going to get hundreds of thousands of dollars to give him? So I had surrendered my stuff. Like, you can have it. And then even my attorney, she was cold. She was like, you don't believe God could do this again and more? Triple for your trouble? I said, you know what? Give him all this. Give it to him. That the judge said, because he's not here, then he obviously doesn't want anything. And I didn't have to give a thing. So that's another lesson. Keep your hands open. Ooh. Keep your hands open. And you know what? I'm sitting here. Can I take something?
Teach.
Y'all, I tripped that you had me on here and you didn't have a tissue box. But I said, am I not going to need a tissue box? I am healed from a thing, y'all.
There it is.
I don't need the tissue box when I talk about this.
Yeah.
Like,
It was a moment at the very beginning. I thought you was about to cry when you was talking about something. I said, I didn't bring the tissue. And I said, it's over there in the corner.
And I noticed it wasn't there. I was like, oh, what I'm be looking like on here. But y'all, I never like to say healed ED, because I think healing is always happening. But certain areas, you know, the scab is good. And, you know, you can flick the scab and the skin look good under that. That's where I'm at in this part. Yeah.
Teach. What people may not know about an annulment, one of the things that you can do, one of the stipulations of getting an annulment is if you have kids that are undisclosed. And so, if I get married to someone and never let them know about my children that I have, that's one of the grounds of an annulment. So that's what's so interesting about even how this thing laid out. But man, when I tell you what's so dope about is that you've been very private about this situation. And so I take it as an honor that you will trust me with this story, that you'll trust me with your vulnerability, that you'll trust this space.
Absolutely.
And what I love so much about how you've been journeying through this conversation is that you're pulling out your own gems and nuggets saying, hey, women, take a listen. Hey, and that's what God has allowed us to become, our walking epistles. And as walking epistles, this is the book of Braley.
Come on.
There's nothing you could do to change your story. This is a story that God gifted you with.
Gifted.
And the Bible says that people will be overcome by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. So this is your testimony.
That's it.
This is your testimony. It's a beautiful testimony, no matter how ugly it was, no matter how many tears
and
that
nothing
you shed.
Against him, you know.
Yeah.
God bless him. Thank you for the
journey.
Experience wherever you are. We don't even know each other anymore. It's so crazy. But it's like, I'm grateful for the experience, because again, we wouldn't have books and shows and all these kind of things. But I think, you know, be on your journey.
Yes.
Be on your journey.
Submit to the journey.
Submit to the journey. Just it's okay. We might get some bumps and bruises on the way, but I know there's a king for me. The desire is too strong.
Yeah.
I'm confirmed, although I'm holding on like this, but I'm like, you better come on and get this. I'm just excited that I can do this whole show and not
break down.
I'm like, because I was looking for that tissue box like this.
Yeah, she was so, I just started seeing, I've never seen you walk and move like that. I kept saying, can you sit down so I can test the light
on the camera?
I got
on my knees.
I said, sit down on the couch. You were scared to sit down.
Well, I didn't want my wig pulled off, but no, but it's just like, I've never talked about this with anyone. And thank you for having a safe space for me to do that. And I want to honor the experience that God gave me. I don't want to bash anyone.
Right.
I don't want to make somebody look bad. It is what it is. I had this experience that you allowed me to have. Of you. And guess what? I didn't give you the most rosy experience either, because I told y'all I was abused, but oh baby, I was getting mine in too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, I'm just happy to be able to share so that somebody else can have a a easier route. Right. You know what I'm saying? To say, well, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, not ignoring the red flags.
Please don't.
Yeah.
The magenta flags. Because they wasn't red.
The pink.
The pink ones, the magenta ones,
the off-white ones.
The off-white ones. Don't do that. Like, when it's a stain on there, deal with it before you say yes, you know?
So what's on the horizon for old Braylee before, you know, outside of her meeting her amazing husband that's going
to cover
her.
I can't wait to meet you,
and
dear future husband.
And guide her.
Husband-y.
And protect her and all that good stuff. Let me ask you this, before even talking about any professional stuff, what do you look forward to the most? You've been married before, so what are you looking forward to the most in your next and final marriage?
I'm looking forward to supporting someone. I'm looking forward to giving. Like, I used to think that I was looking for what I was going to get. And now I'm so full of love, y'all. I'm bubbling over. Like, I just, you know, I can't wait to love on somebody. Baby, yeah. You want your back rub? Baby, you want a bath? You want me to make something for you? Like, I just want to love on somebody. Like, I really am looking forward to giving. I'm looking forward to just having a teammate. I'm looking forward to dreaming big with somebody and really, you know, being purposeful in kingdom building with my guy. I'm looking forward to just, you know, some of the couples that sit on this couch, I look at them and I'm like, yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, this is what I'm talking about. Even ones that went all the way to the brink
and
said, we ain't doing this. And now I look at them and I'm like, yes.
Shout out to Tavia and Jewel. Shout out to the Whitlows.
The Whitlows. I love it. Yeah. I just am looking forward to giving. I really, and I know that sounds so like, oh, that's all, but it's really, really big to me.
No, it is huge.
Because I really want my partner. I really want to do this life with someone. Like, if I can see, if I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I could just date and, you know, every now and again have somebody. I don't want that. Like, No, dating for me now, like, I collect data real quick. I collect data like, you say something sideways, I'd be like, check, please. Like, Like, I'm running through. We ain't even getting to the second date. Like, it's not happening.
Oh,
but I'm happy.
Your cutoff game is strong, huh?
I mean, sometimes you think it is too strong. And I said, well, if he meant for me, I guess, God, you'll bring him back. But
Well, I know one thing that I saw this video, praise the Lord, on your page.
Father God.
Yeah, that's what I said when I saw it. And you were over here gyrating. You was over here gyrating.
The lies you tell.
You were gyrating, shaking your behind at Carnival. I sent that to my homeboys, and I said, look at this. Look at this.
And what they say.
She fine in the mud. That's what they said. They said, good Lord, have mercy.
You know what?
They said, she fine in the mud.
Do you know how many people sent that to me and said, Braylee, this looks just like you? And I said, I wish y'all could go out the country so you can get
de-sexualized. They didn't think that was
but
you?
Yes. Everyone thinks it's me. And I'm like, it's not me.
Oh, that's not you?
I can't wait to tell you that. It's not me. I have a doppelganger, as they call it. It's not
that's
me.
Not
her body shape just like mine. And I put, like, everyone was sending that to my inbox. Lord, we can't believe you did this. Da, da, da. But I put it up too because I, like, women like us, we don't get to wear the thong bathing suit and go on the beach. When I do it, we shut the beach down. Little booties matter. But when little booty be on the beach, don't nobody care. Ain't nobody looking, don't nobody care. I want to wear my bathing suit too.
You want to wear a thong bathing suit?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, go ahead.
They won't let me.
Yes, they will.
You see, that's why I have to have a special type of husband. The one that's going to be like, my baby, Lord, she ain't body shy. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to be together now. It's going to look good now. It's smooth.
So you tell me that wasn't you this whole time I'm sitting up here?
I loved you. I had so much fun with watching you text it to your friends. That was great. I said, I don't know. You ain't introduced me to none of them. Maybe now they want to meet somebody. I don't know. But yeah, but I would totally do that though. Like, I want to be that free.
Yes.
You know, I want to be with someone who really allows Braylee to be Braylee. Like, child, that's my wife. You know,
I can't believe you even had me sit there for a whole week sitting up here talking
about that. Didn't you enjoy yourself? How many times you watched?
About 933 times.
giving that woman all them views.
Yeah, it's on your page. I hope you get paid off the reels.
You got to be more careful. No.
I said, look at this.
No, I'm not that. I guess I'm not that free. Because I probably would do it, but it wouldn't be no footage. Well,
it would be no evidence
on the internet. It wouldn't be on the internet. The footage would be in the phone, but not on the internet. So, yeah, that's kind of
That is funny that you sat there and did that. That's hilarious.
Yes, wow, sir.
That's hilarious. Well, listen, Braylee, I really enjoyed talking to you today. Make sure y'all, the Dear Future Wifey, man, the supporters, y'all really support our guests. Make sure y'all go out on Amazon, get this book, The ABCs of I Ams. Like I said, I read a couple of them. You gave me this book a couple of, what was it, when you used to go around back in 2020.
Yeah, I gave you a book when it came out.
Yeah, and I was looking through it that day. It was at, at dinner where you had this group of people. Mm-hmm. Used to do those, what was it called,
Masterminds.
Masterminds, yeah. And so that was really, really dope.
Mastermind conversation. And I still do them. When I go to different cities and I'm going to be there working on a project, I might take a day out. And I'll throw up a mastermind. I'll get online and say, okay, guys, you want to come to go to my website, BraylieEvans.com, you know, schedule and come have dinner with me. And I only do like 5 people.
Yeah.
So it can be very intimate and we can really like, I can get to know you. And I've made some amazing friends that way. And so that's,
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I used to do those. I call it breaking bread, and I'll go to a city and do that. And I need to do more of those while I'm on
tour.
I need
to do more of them too, but COVID kind of shut me down. I was like, how you doing? Fist bump, you know. But
I don't know you like that. You'd be all nervous. But listen, love you a lot.
I love you too.
I'm proud of you. Agreeing with you on God connecting you with your purpose partner so that y'all can serve each other.
Amen.
I know I hear a lot about you wanting to serve, but I want that to be reciprocated for you and you find a man that has a servant's heart that serves you. I want him to outserve you. I want to outlove you. I want him to out-honor you. I want him to go after God to get to you so that you can actually experience what it's like to truly be loved by a man of God. And
now
so,
I need a tissue. Got to be.
Got to be more careful.
I really want to know what that's like.
Yeah, I want that for you because I've been knowing you for a while, and you're just a very good-hearted person. Like you're just very genuine. You don't have any air about you. You just like, and that's the reason why the guy that you said yes to was able to penetrate your heart is because you are so open and vulnerable and you desire love and you desire marriage. And I love the fact that you're in an industry that marriage, the success of marriage is very, you know, is waning. You can't, you be married for 2 years in Hollywood. It's like, oh, you did great. That's a long time.
Okay,
marriage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you're surrounded in this industry, but you still have the pureness of heart because you saw this representation of your parents where you say, no, I've seen it work. Mm-hmm. And marriage isn't perfect, but it's worth it.
It's worth it.
I honor you in that. Hey, y'all give it up for my homie, Braylee Evans, y'all.
Thank y'all.
Ladarian, thrusted suddenly into Child Protective Services in 2015. My nephew, black, a boy. The likelihood of being adopted outside of kinship, slim to none. Armani, 16 years old, black, a boy, with 5 years in the foster care system before I even knew his name. The likelihood of ever being adopted? Yep, you guessed it. Slim to none. While Ladarian and Armani were trying to survive and barely thrive in an overpopulated and underfunded foster care system, I was living my own life, doing well professionally. Having been a single father with a daughter who at that point was doing well in college, it was my time to live my life, right? Wrong. I felt unsettled, tireless, agitated. There are just too many of our black children stuck in ambiguity and in the limbo of the foster care system. In 2017, I legally adopted my nephew, Ladarian. Fast forward to 2019, I had no ties to this other young king, but I felt God instructed me to adopt him also, and I obeyed. Starting over with parenting should have been enough, right? Working with various foster care and adoption agencies to help bring awareness to the countless young black kings in the foster care system should have decreased my agitation, right? Joining the board of directors of Advantage Adoption, an organization that helps find permanent adoptive homes for children in foster care, should have led to some type of resolve, right? No, not at all. None of it felt like I had done enough. I now realize that every one of those experiences was laying the fundamental foundation for my life's mission, Kingdom Royale. Kingdom Royale will be a luxury state-of-the-art home for foster boys. Our first location will be in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We will utilize the whole person approach that instills identity, empowers them to advocate for themselves, and enlightens them regarding new perspectives and limitless options that they thought were impossible. Though the young kings will attend the local public schools that are in proximity to Kingdom Royale, our at-home curriculum will broaden their worldview through participating in the arts, attending various cultural events, learning about and engaging in multifaceted discussions about current events and even relevant historical contexts, introducing them to gardening and landscaping and even caring for our animals on our farm and on-site stables. We just launched our startup capital campaign with the goal of raising $2.8 million. Now, why $2.8 million? Well, in 2017, I created a web series in which I performed random acts of kindness for targeting the homeless community. One of the most notable successes was that one of the videos went viral, garnering 28 million views. However, one of my biggest regrets is that I didn't raise a single dollar to help in implementing a more sustainable plan for the homeless community. So throughout the years, with much remorse, I reflected on not maximizing that moment. I knew if at that time, just 10% of the viewers donated $1, we would have raised at least $2.8 million that could have really established long-term support for the homeless community, or at least started a long-term initiative to do so. This is my do-over. This is our new beginning. Together, we can attack this at the root by specifically helping our homeless Black boys who are already disproportionately represented in the American foster care system. I'm LaTerris R. Whitfield. I've been nominated for 3 regional Emmys documenting my work with the homeless as well as my personal adoption journey. Despite those accolades, the greatest award for me is truly providing the infrastructure for a transformed life. Visit KingdomRoyale.com for more details. Crown a king and make a donation today.
Man, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Listen, this has been an amazing week. Last week, I signed to Jan Miller as my literary agent. So now it's time to work on that book. I thank God for that. That's something I've been praying and asking God for a long time. So I hope y'all saw the video that I dropped the other day on my YouTube channel. Yes, on March the 25th, we will be in Atlanta at New Birth Church. Make sure you pull up. We're going to have an amazing time. We've assembled a dynamic group of panelists. Men, if you are watching this or listening to it, please come. I don't want it to be a room full of women. I want men there. I want that good energy from both sexes to be present in the building. So please, please pull up. It's free. You have no excuse. It's going to be a room full of amazing, beautiful, successful women. And it's free. You have no excuse. So come out. My birthday is coming up, March the 29th. So this podcast is perfectly timed because it's my birthday weekend. And yeah, a lot of y'all have been DMing me, asking me, what can you get me for my birthday? I've always shied away from that over the last couple of years while doing the podcast. Normally just told people to donate to Kingdom Royale, which they did. And people like, well, I want to get you something. So I went and got a P.O. box. Yeah, I went and got a P.O. box yesterday. And if you want to send something, send it to Dear Future Wifey, P.O. Box 3937, Cedar Hill, Texas, 75106. That's Dear Future Wifey, P.O. Box 3937, Cedar Hill, Texas, 75106. Well, here's my favorite part of the podcast where I speak to my future wifey. Dear future wifey, these letters are getting harder and harder to write. Oftentimes I sit at my computer for hours contemplating what to write and welcome the distractions that break the intense thoughts of your absence. I wish you were here. Success is bittersweet when you don't have that special someone to share those moments with. Seeing you sitting on the couch, talking on the phone when I come home, then hurriedly stating, girl, my man is home. Talk to you later. Is what I live for. To be prioritized. To be celebrated and not just tolerated. Reciprocity. There's a quote by Orson Welles that states, we're born alone, we live alone, we die alone. There's a quote by Orson Welles that states, we're born alone, we live alone, we die alone. Only through our love and friendships can we create the illusion for the moment that we're not alone. Looking forward to the moment, we create that illusion with each other. Your future hubby.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Dear Future Wifey podcast. Remember, be lit, live intentionally and transparently, and don't stop loving.
Make sure to subscribe to our Dear Future Wifey YouTube channel. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. We welcome your support. Simply share our podcast with your friends and family.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.